Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena to Jenna from Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden.
Morena.
How's it going?
I'm great, thank you. I am gearing up for the biggest week in books, which is the Auckland Writers Festival. It kicks off tomorrow with the first session of Trent Dalton, Auckland Book Awards on Wednesday, the gala on Thursday, and then the festival for the weekend.
Okay, now just it may as well worth giving it a bit of a plug as to where people can get tickets and who are the key people or key events people should try and make it along to.
Oh, phew. Well, lots of it has sold out, but I just recommend looking online and seeing what spare sessions are available. Especially there's so many free events, and I'd really recommend going down to the Altair Centre, which is where it is, and just feeling the vibe, because there's lots of different pop-ups around the centre and authors talking everywhere, and then you can slide on into sessions as well. It's going to be a really big weekend. I'm already tired just thinking about it.
Okay. Now, what book have you got for us this morning? What are you going to review?
Well, actually, one of the authors that are going to speak at the festival is the author of this book, which is Catherine Chidgey, whose ninth book, The Book of Guilt, came out to great excitement last week. This year, every day someone comes in and says, has the new Chigley arrived? Which is an understandable mispronunciation of Catherine's name, but it's finally here, and I'm pretty sure most mothers got this for Mother's Day yesterday. So, but Catherine Chidgey is one of New Zealand's most awarded currently writing authors. She's twice won the New Zealand Fiction Prize at the New Zealand Book Awards. She's been longlisted for the Women's Prize twice. She's been shortlisted for the Dublin Prize a number of times. And there was a huge bidding war for her new book, The Book of Guilt. This is set in England in 1979. And we follow three 13-year-old triplets. Of course, there's three of them, Vincent, Lawrence and William, and they're the last residents of this children's home. They're orphans, and they're taken care of by these three nurses, Mother Morning, Mother Afternoon and Mother Night. We know this is part of the Sycamore Scheme, which is run by the government, and it's almost ending in the place of Thatcher's government. And these boys are given medicine regularly, and they've been told that there's lots of the kids that they've been with all, you know, they've all kind of slowly disappeared, whether they've died or they've gone to this promised, like, heavenly, like, utopia life of once they've completed this treatment and done their work for the government. We also hear from this young girl called Nancy. She's very isolated. She lives in Exeter with her parents. She's not allowed to leave the house. And then we also hear from a minister for children. So all of these characters, their lives are going to converge at some point. And we as the lucky reader are just in trusted hands as we watch all the dots connect. So this book is one of those ones that is really hard to talk about because it has so many spoilers in it as twists and turns are revealed. And the two books that I can pinpoint that I would compare it to are just major spoilers. So I can't even tell you what they are.
But, tone and atmosphere, are we saying, like, pretty creepy, a little bit dark, worrisome?
That's what I would say, and I feel like Chidgey always approaches these with, like, this really astute, like, creepiness, but, like, tinged with kind of humour, I would say, in some points. I always find her books quite funny and sharp, but then they have this really dark undertone that's perfectly plotted. Everything is connected, including adjusted historical events, which kind of starts with the assassination of Hitler, which is so interesting and to read, and coming, always coming back to morality and ethics and fascism, which are themes explored in her, one of my favourite novels by her, called Remote Sympathy. So her writing is like, it's so lush, and there's such trust in the unknown as you're reading in the hands of Catherine Chidji. So you're like, I don't know what that is, but I know I'm going to find out. You know, everything is going to be answered. So it's all revealed with intelligence, wit, and moral questions for the reader. I always feel when I'm reading Catherine Chidji quite included in the storytelling, and the questions that she's asking of her characters, she's also asking of ourselves as readers. So this will be one of the biggest books in the country and for the year, but I think also internationally. I can safely say that Catherine Chidji is one of our greatest living writers at the moment, and she's very prolific, and she's putting out a book a year or so, and we're very lucky to have her.
Fantastic. And just lastly, how would you say it compares to her previous work?
Oh, it's just on another level, and I find with probably the last 5 books have genuinely been quite different books with different types of characters. This is the first book in a couple that is set out of New Zealand. Her book, The Axeman's Carnival, was set in the South Island, and Pet was set in the Lower North Island. So it's getting back to that kind of worldly, world events type story, but with a speculative twist.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Jenna, from Time Out Bookstore there in Mount Eden. So this is on the shelf?
It's on the shelf now. It's going fast, but we're just bringing in piles of it. So, we're really happy that it's finally here.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll catch you at the Writers' Fest as well.
Yes, come down and say hello if you see me.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, mate.
Bye. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.